the Interstellar Ball. Created by Opal Song. Once upon a time, there was a young Paladin of Voltron. His name was Shiro. He was often thought to be not as young as he actually is, considering his general maturity. And he dreamed in his secret heart of hearts of one day marrying a prince. One day, he got a letter inviting him to one of Princess Allura's balls. She actually had parties pretty often, and she always insisted on giving each of the paladins their own specialized, formal invitation to each of these. The parties were diplomatic in nature, basically all the time. They would settle on a new planet. Allura would try to convince them to join the Voltron Initiative, or the Paladins of Voltron, or whatever else she decided to call it, in their fight against Zarkon. And then she would hold a massive party and invite everyone who was anyone on the planet. Slowly, the paladins have been working on her so she doesn't just invite the nobles. They're getting there. They're getting there. Anyway, the guest stars of the show are always the paladins of Voltron. So, well, Shiro was not surprised by the party invitation. He was surprised because they'd been on this planet for a while and they already did the whole woo them via fancy canapes and stuff. Anyway, Shiro put on his nicest uniform, except then he read the invitation again and it said, "No uniforms." So then he went back to his closet and tried to figure out what else to wear, because he really didn't have anything except for uniforms. And that revealing outfit that he, well, Allura had gotten for him a couple planets back, and yeah, that was the only thing he had that wasn't, you know, a uniform, so it was formal wear. She had told him at the time it was formal wear. So he put it on. It rode low on his hips, and well, if this was Earth, it would definitely have what was called a crop top, and was billowy and nearly see-through in lots of places. Happily, it did cover all his bits, which he'd made sure of when they first bought it. And then, well, he went to the party. He was a little nervous. He wasn't sure what the other paladins would be wearing. And, well, it was a big party. A big one. But also really informal. There was none of the, like, canned formal music or ultra fancy food or any of that sort of stuff. There were appetizers, and it seemed to be everything, all of Shiro's favorites. And there were drinks that he kind of maybe recognized. Like, Hunk had done some serious work in the kitchen to be able to make vodka. Space potatoes? Are space potatoes a thing? Anyway, Shiro walked into the room a little bit nervous, and it turns out everybody was already there, and it was all of their friends and allies and his teammates and everybody. Well, okay, I was gonna say they jumped out from behind the furniture, but nobody jumped out from behind any furniture because they knew Shiro was a bit twitchy. For good reason. So basically, he walked into the room, and then a giant banner fell from the ceiling, and it said, "Happy birthday, Shiro!" And Shiro was a little floored. And then everybody got a look at his outfit, and, well, Shiro had prepared himself for laughter. He really had. He kind of thought he looked a little ridiculous. He did not get laughter. No. No, everybody. Yeah. They liked the outfit. They really liked the outfit. And later, after they had all partied and Lance had danced his way through half of the guests, it felt like, and they'd all drunk a little, maybe more than they should, just enough to feel a little bit of a flush and that everything was a better idea than it should be. And after all the guests had gone home and the floor was strewn with streamers and cups and all the detritus, well, that lounge was basically a giant couch anyway, right? And someone decided that it would be the best thing to do to fill it with pillows, and yeah. Caron decided to be the sort of dadly uncle figure and usher all of the guests out and then, you know, maybe clean up, and the rest of them retreated to the lounge and, well, they showed their appreciation for Shiro's outfit. And yeah, they all lived happily ever after. Except maybe for the looming threat of the Galra Space Empire and all of that plot stuff that goes on in the background. But they won. Sure, let's say they won. The end. Happy holidays, Rhea.